It is 19 minutes after 4 o'clock downtown on a Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble here with you, and up next on the program, we go to the G&M Family Market telephone line to welcome a best-selling author of a number of books, including Spin, Spun, Hidden, Arranged, and her brand new one, Smoke. Catherine McKenzie, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm assuming there was no temptation to call it The Smoke, because that would break the pattern of one-word titles.
That's right. I like my one-word titles.
Well, it's a wonderful book and a fascinating one, and I understand that part of the inspiration for this came from some friends who experienced the effects of a wildfire living in the Rockies.
Yeah, I have spent a lot of time in a small town in the Rockies, and there was a very bad wildfire near that town 3 years ago, and I had several friends who experienced the fire differently, some who were in its path and had to leave their homes, and others who were sort of sipping wine on their front porch while they watched the flames, and that sort of sparked, pun intended, maybe, the idea in my head.
And your sister also had some experiences that I'm sure helped you in your research for the book.
Right, and she worked in Yosemite for 5 years on the search and rescue squad there, and they often have some bad wildfires, and so she's been up close to those situations. So she was a very valuable resource for my fire terminology and understanding all of that aspect, the sort of technical aspect of the book.
Well, the protagonist in the book is Elizabeth, who has become an arson investigator, and there's some interesting relationships in the book, particularly that between Elizabeth and Mindy, two women who have made different choices and who've gone in different directions in their life. Can you talk about that and what those characters enabled you to explore?
Sure. I think Elizabeth and Mindy are sort of polar opposites of one another, but who found themselves in similar situations. They're both strangers in a town that can be pretty insular, and they both, each of them, I think, has something that the other one always wanted. And so Elizabeth wants a family and hasn't been able to have one. Mindy has a family, and then conversely, Mindy gave up her career for her family and is jealous of that in Elizabeth. So I think they feel the need for one another, but at some point that also became a problem between them that blew up and ended up in them having this sort of irreconcilable fight that occurred. So I like exploring the flip side of the same situation, and those characters allowed me to do that.
And a little firestorm of their own, you could say, in the relationship between Elizabeth and Mindy.
Right. The fire analogies don't stop.
Well, what's really interesting to this, and we don't get a lot of wildfires here in Maine, but just in reading this book, the description is so good. I found myself feeling like the flames were licking at my feet. It was a very wonderful immersion into what was happening there.
Thank you. It's the trick of the novelist. If you pull it off, you know, the interesting thing about a book is it happens in two dimensions, right? It's flat on a page, and you have to try and make three dimensions out of words. So I'm glad that worked.
Now, I also, in doing a little research, too, understand that you've got a blurb from her on the book, and I don't know if you two have struck up a friendship or not, but a Maine native and fellow novelist, Christina Baker Klein. Have you two become friends?
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I belong to a writer's group of 50 writers, and she's in that group. And so we've still never met in person, but I've known her virtually, I guess, for about 5 years now, and she's really a wonderful person. And I love Orphan Train, and I remember reading it right before it came out, and I actually emailed her like 6 o'clock in the morning because I stayed up all night reading it, and I was like, oh my God, you have a hit on your hands. And I never foresaw that it was going to become as big as it has, but it couldn't happen to a nicer person, and she's been super generous to me, and she's just a generous person.
We're talking with Catherine McKenzie. Her new book, Smoke, is out and doing great, getting wonderful reviews, as one would expect from somebody who's turned out a number of bestsellers in the past. Can you talk a little bit about the writing process? How does it begin for you? Do you start with the story? Do you begin with characters?
I usually start with the story and more the frame of the story, so an idea will come to me. So for this book, you know, what about a small town that was threatened by a wildfire? And then once I think about that premise, then I start thinking about who the main characters in the story would be, so and why would they be there? And why would that situation be one that affects them? So, you know, in this case, I'm thinking, okay, small town threatened by a wildfire. Who is this really going to affect? And I thought, oh, well, you know, somebody actually investigating how that fire started is going to be affected by that fire in a particular way. And then who else can I think of who's going to be affected by the fire? Well, what about the person who's on whose property the fire started? And that's kind of how my process goes that way. So story idea first and then characters that fit in the story.
And, of course, within this book, yes, it's about the people involved in the fire, but it also talks a lot about how we all respond in times of stress and crisis. Is that something that happened organically for you as you wrote the story, or was that part of your author's master plan all along?
It was definitely a theme I wanted to explore in the book. I kept having this line when I first came up with the idea of the things that get lost in the fire. I'm not sure where the line came from, but that happens sometimes. And so that was really what I wanted to explore, you know, what can get lost in a fire, what can be gained through a fire. You know, we all have things in our ordinary lives that are stressing us out or making us unhappy or that seem insurmountable. And what happens to those things when you're actually faced with real life or death situation? Do they pale in comparison? Do they help you move past them? So but I did always plan on addressing that in the book.
As you're writing the book, do the characters take on a life of their own and make those choices themselves?
To a certain extent, absolutely. There's always characters in the book who I say just show up. So I always think of who the two or three main characters are, but all the supporting players really kind of just happen as I'm writing the book. And sometimes, I'm not sure I've ever had characters. I hear some writers say, like, well, this character just wouldn't do what I wanted them to. I'm not sure that's ever happened to me, but definitely surprises happen, sometimes at the level of connections that happen. So sometimes I might write something at the beginning of the book, and then I realize at the end, oh, I could use what I said back there in a way I hadn't thought of to tie something up along the road. You know, your brain sort of working subconsciously on these things.
Now, we mentioned that you had friends and family who know this subject very well. Have you had reaction from other firefighting professionals, people who have been in these situations and were impressed with your level of knowledge and research?
Yeah, I actually have had a couple of people reach out to me who are firefighters themselves or wives of firefighters who've all so far said that I had gotten the details right, and they were really happy that I had. I haven't heard from, I'm sure there's, you know, some details that are wrong. That always happens necessarily. But so far, it's been really positive feedback, so that's great.
I have to imagine you get very close to these characters as you're creating their worlds. Do you find that when a book is done, you actually miss those people that you've spent so much time with?
Sometimes I think of the writing process to publication is guaranteed to make you hate your novel because you have to read them so many times through all the level, you know, through the drafts when you're writing it and then through with your editor and line editing, copy, all the thing that makes it the best product possible. And it's super important. So I am not one of those people who generally misses my characters once I've finished with the book. It did happen to me once with Spin, which is why I wrote this novella sequel called Spun. There was a character in that book who I felt like we hadn't heard everything from her that we could hear, and so that's why I wrote a follow-up. But generally, I don't tend to write sequels or series, and it's because I feel like the book is finished when I feel done with the characters.
Well, it's a wonderful read, an intense book, great characters as well, and I so enjoyed reading it. Have recommended it to friends, and we're so excited that you were able to spend a few minutes with us today talking about it. Catherine McKenzie, her brand new book, Smoke. Thank you so much for being with us, Catherine, and continued success in your career.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
28 minutes after 4 o'clock, it is.